99.7 now.
This
is Big Bay Mornings.
Every single day, every morning.
This is what we came for.
We keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
You're just keeping me on point. I couldn't do it without you.
I just wanted to tell you how much I'm loving the new energy.
Loving the new energy. Yeah,
99.7 now.
Aw, yeah. Good morning. Big Bay Mornings checking in on your Wednesday, October 23rd. Although, feels like summer again.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It's so funny. Like, we're talking about heading into fall.
We are in fall.
And we are not.
I mean, technically we are in fall. Feels like summer. I'm loving every minute of it, though. I enjoyed it yesterday. I sat outside for lunch, had me some tacos.
Shirtless.
You know, I had my shirt on. I had my shirt on, unfortunately, Greg. I'm sorry.
I don't know why you're so scared to go shirtless. There are other members of our on-air staff who just love taking their shirts off and posting on Instagram and just being proud
really?
Of it.
So, that's a taqueria. You guys mind if I take my shirt off here while I drink my Corona and eat my tacos?
I don't know. There's one person on our staff that can't keep his clothes on.
Well, speaking of coworkers, producer Arch is handing me a piece of paper. How's this for starting a day? Today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Well, Lord.
Who's going to get slapped first in here?
I don't know. Somebody's getting slapped. I suggest you ask for permission if you plan to slap a coworker today, though. You might want to ask before you slap them.
Well, I will say before even 6 o'clock, Arthur has definitely been the most annoying member of the morning show.
I mean,
why? This morning.
Why? As the producer, isn't that his job?
Exactly.
No, but he tells us information we don't need to know before we go on the air. Then it gets Benny riled up, and then I'm going to have to hear about it for four straight hours every time we go into commercial.
Woo! Well, welcome to Hump Day. We're here. We made it. We're halfway through the week. I want to say something that I was thinking as I was driving in today. Yeah. There was something super cool about a crazy busy city like San Francisco, right? There's traffic all the time. There's so many people. But, you know, there's not a lot of positives of getting up in the middle of the night when you have our hours. But driving through the city at 4 a.m. when there's, like, nobody awake yet for the most part and the streets are quiet. I have my sunroof open so you can, like, look at all the skyscrapers at a stoplight.
And you see the lights.
And the lights. And yes. It's just quiet. And I love it. And you're moving at the speed limit through San Francisco. Imagine that. I don't know. I felt like, you know what? This is really cool.
That is one of the times that the city is really beautiful because it's all lit up and there's nobody around to ruin it for you. There's nobody walking into the middle of the street.
Oh, there's a few crackheads.
Yeah, it's still beautiful at that time. And you're speaking of that. I mean, you can have your sunroof open because it was super warm. Mm-hmm. When you leave today, you're not even going to need a jacket. And I think that goes for the rest of the week and the weekend as well.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you are going to have a fabulous Wednesday. We are here to get it started with you. And we brought the money with us as we do. Duffel bags full of money. Secret sound. $2,700 in that jackpot. Can we give that away today, please? Can we get a winner for the secret sound? We will play that at 8:20 and 9:20 this morning. And of course, Big Money Minute. You hear it every morning. I know you're like, I could do this. This is easy as pie. I could answer those 10 questions. Well, come on then. Let's go right now. Caller 9. If you want to play Big Money Minute, we've got 10 questions and $1,000 if you get them all correct. Start dialing 888-456-9970. And we will play right after Tones and I. This is called Dance Monkey. Might be my new favorite song.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Tones and I. It's called Dance Monkey.
Let's play.
I'm going to, before
we play, Big Money Minute.
Oh, Jesus, Tree, way to ruin the intro. What?
Oh, shut up. I might have to do some research on this Tones and I. I got to know more about this group.
This is the group? Most streamed song over the past week.
Well, I don't care about streaming. I only care about radio play, you doofus. Radio is king. There is no streaming.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days. I can feel it, Jonah. Oh, it's funny. Even our phone ops changed your name 3 times. It's now Jonah. Hi, Jonah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Is something in the air today? Are you having a little bit of an interesting morning or what?
Not yet.
Okay, well, day is young.
It could get interesting if you score $1,000. All you need to do is answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds, and you will score the cash.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
True or false, there are craters in the moon.
True.
Casper is a friendly what?
Ghost.
Sasquatch is another name for this urban legend.
Bigfoot.
This element smells like eggs.
Ugh. Pass.
What country will you find Copenhagen?
Denmark.
How long is one term of a U.S. presidency?
4 years.
The rebuilding of the U.S. after the Civil War was called this period.
Reconstruction.
Spell archaeology.
A-R-C-H-E-A-L-O-G-Y.
Crunch candy bars are manufactured by what company?
Nestle.
What hand is the Statue of Liberty holding a torch?
Right hand.
This element smells like eggs.
It's a toughie.
3 seconds.
All right.
Let's go through them. You did pretty well. It is true that there are craters on the moon. Casper is a friendly ghost. Sasquatch is also known as Bigfoot. And the element that smells like eggs is sulfur. Sulfur smells like eggs. Copenhagen is in Denmark. And while this term seems like it's already been at least 100 years, the U.S. presidency is supposed to only last 4 years. The Civil War period, when they were rebuilding, it was reconstruction. Archaeology, you switched the A and the E in the middle, so you spelled that incorrectly. Oh. Nestle is what company produces Crunch candy bars. I hope I get some of those for Halloween. And it is the right hand that the Statue of Liberty is holding a torch.
What the hell is going on with you, producer Art? You know your mic's on, right? And you're just clearing your throat every 3 seconds over there?
Yeah, can you step
off button?
Can you please step out of the room? You got 8 out of 10. Thank you so much for playing, Jonah. We appreciate you starting your mornings with us here on Big Bay Mornings.
We will send you some goodies for playing, so hold on the line, and we'll play Big Money Minute again in 1 hour, 7:10. It's coming at you. 6:30 Dirty is on the way, and Facebook is donating $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion, and it may help you lower your rent. Find out in your 6:30 Dirty.
And just after that, Dino tried to cover something up on a date with Cecilia, but when she found out about it, she ghosted him. Find out what secret was so offensive that happens in Ghostbusters today.
Oh, no. It's 99.7 now. It's Big Bay Mornings. On your hump day. So, of course, Halloween, 1 week from tomorrow. And are you a haunted house person, Greg?
Yeah, but not, I mean, yeah, I'm not dying over them, but I'll do it.
So, if you are, and you think you can conquer, and you have no problem handling all haunted houses, well, I got one for you. Now, you gotta travel to Tennessee. But it's the world's scariest haunted house. If you make it through this haunted house, you win $20,000. No one has ever made it through this haunted house.
Well, because they stab you right before the end.
They kill you right before you make it through.
I mean, what are they doing to people then that they can't make it through it?
So, they hypnotize you. That's the first thing they're doing.
No! Mm-hmm. You're not going to hypnotize. What happens if, like, I never come out of that?
They hypnotize you so they can play mind games with you. Or, more accurately, psychologically torture you. And it messes with you so badly that everybody ends up saying the get out phrase, which is, you really don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Well, so basically, if they hypnotize you, then they mind control you. So then they control whether you finish or not.
It's called McGamey Manor. McGamey with an M as in Mary Manor. It's in Tennessee. If you're interested in this haunted house, you need to first sign a 40-page waiver.
Of course.
Signing your life away. Complete a physical. Pass a drug test. Prove you have medical insurance. Yeah, naturally. And pass a background check.
Okay, so basically, it's going to take a week or a month or however long before you can even qualify to go through this thing.
Oh, but they're doing something positive. The price of admission is just a bag of dog food. You need to bring a bag of dog food that they'll donate to dogs in need.
Dude, this is too much for me. But I'm sure there are some of you out there that would be up for this.
Are you? Would you? 888-456-9970. I don't even like the regular haunted houses. Like, I get scared going through the Six Flags.
All right, best haunted house in the Bay Area.
Huh?
I'll take Benny to it. Maybe this weekend. I got nothing to do, Benny, so I'll take you. Best haunted house in the Bay Area, 888-456-9970. It is that season.
All right, and if you are interested in this haunted house, you can Google McGamey Manor in Tennessee.
You know how long it would take me just to read the 40 pages of the...
Well, you know nobody's doing that. That's it. They're just signing. Just sign my life away.
All right, Dirty on the 30 is coming up next, and we got some very bad news for Warriors fans yesterday. I'm going to fill you in. That's coming up right after this.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Sonoma, Napa, and a small portion of San Mateo County are all in danger of having PG&E shut off their power this afternoon due to high winds and increased fire danger.
Wait, didn't you say this Monday? Didn't you say this last week?
No, I did. Well, I did say it last week.
But I said a broken record with PG&E.
But I said it Monday for this Wednesday and Thursday. So today and tomorrow were the days they said. Facebook announced yesterday that the company will pledge $1 billion with a B to construct 20,000 affordable housing units statewide over the next decade. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
A new study suggests that too much exposure to blue light from our computers and phones could speed up our aging process. Researchers found that the blue light may damage cells in the brain and retinas. I mean, I believe this. My eyes, for sure, if I stare too long at screens, like, all day, they bug me like crazy. Like, I have to blink.
Another
and...
thing that's making us look old. Great. Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. You know you're not giving up screen time. You might as well just get old. Go to Dr. Pay if you got a problem.
Sassy Sports.
A day before the Warriors tip off their season at Chase Center against the Clippers, Coach Steve Kerr delivered some bad news. He said it's unlikely that Klay Thompson would return at all this season. A lot of people thought, oh, he'll be back about midseason, somewhere after the All-Star break, at least in time for the playoffs. Well, Kerr said there's probably no chance for Klay to play. This will be a rehab year. That kind of sucks. All right. And the team that the Warriors will play at Chase Center tomorrow, the LA Clippers, they were led by last year's finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard, over the Lakers, 112-102 to tip off the NBA season last night. Kawhi and the Clippers will be at Chase Center tomorrow night to take on Steph Curry and your Golden State Warriors. And it was actually a really great game to start the World Series last night. The Washington Nationals nipped the Astros in game one, 5-4. Game two is tonight on Fox. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say?
If they're playing with balls, I'm all over.
Entertainment report.
Federal prosecutors brought new charges against Lori Loughlin and her husband in the college admissions scandal, raising the possibility of an even longer prison sentence. It is not looking good for her and her husband.
Deal.
I know. Kylie Jenner's Rise and Shine is officially the fastest hashtag to reach 1 billion views. Hashtag Rise and Shine. She's currently in the works to trademark Rise and Shine after it went viral last week.
She didn't create Rise and Shine. Just because you said it, you did not create it.
McAfee released its annual list of celebrities who are most likely to give your computer a virus. So if you Google these names, you're most likely to get a virus on your computer.
The Kardashians.
No, they're not on the list. Not the top five, anyway.
Oh, I meant in real life.
Alexis Bledel. She's from Gilmore Girls. James Corden. That's weird. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones. Anna Kendrick from Pitch Perfect. Why? I don't understand why they would be the ones to give you a virus. You would think it would be a Kim K or somebody that's trying to Google, like, naughty images of these celebrities. You know what I mean?
I got no idea.
All right.
Well, I only Google, like, hot professional athletes, so.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's play with Alexis in San Jose. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to your Wednesday. How are you feeling?
Feeling good.
All right. Well, are you ready to win some money?
Let's hope so.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. You answer all 10 of these questions correctly. You are getting the cash. Tell me when you're ready to play.
I'm ready.
Ready, set, go.
Rudolph is a red-nosed what?
Reindeer.
If I'm in Sin City, where am I?
Las Vegas.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor led the United States' formal entry into what war? Civil, World War I, World War II?
Pass.
Gollum is a character you'll find in what book and movie series?
Lord of the Rings.
True or false, you can see the White Cliffs of Dover from France.
False.
Who is the voice of Meg on Family Guy?
Pass.
When driving, if you see and hear an ambulance coming, what should you do?
Pull over.
Coit Tower is located in what neighborhood of San Francisco?
Pass.
Spell Chihuahua.
C-H-I-H-U-O-A-H-U-A.
What's the most common blood type in the world? A negative, B positive, or O positive?
O positive.
All right, let's go through them, and let's just say this. You spelled Chihuahua correctly, which I could have never done in a million years. You get two Big Bay morning T-shirts, girl. I mean, that's unbelievable. With no pen, no paper, you spelled Chihuahua.
I would have only known that because I owned a Chihuahua. I had one.
Never,
if you've had one, you would know. Yeah.
Never. Rudolph is a red-nosed reindeer. Sin City is Las Vegas. You passed on this one, but the bombing of Pearl Harbor led to the United States entering World War II. Gollum. Gollum is a character in Lord of the Rings. You can actually see the White Cliffs of Dover from France. It is Mila Kunis who is the voice of Meg on Family Guy. You pass on that. Correct. You should pull over and let an ambulance pass if you see and hear them. Coit Tower, you'll find in Telegraph Hill in San Francisco. As we discovered, you're a great speller. You spelled Chihuahua correctly. And O positive is the most common blood type in the world. You did really well. I'm just shocked. I'm just so impressed with your spelling ability, girl.
Alexis?
It's the teacher in me.
Ah, we love our teachers. And you know what? You deserve three T-shirts if you're a teacher.
There it is. Three T-shirts coming your way.
Woohoo!
All right, have a great day. Thanks for listening, Alexis. We'll play Big Money Minute again at 8:10. And, of course, for just after that, you could win $2,700 in the Secret Sound jackpot. Your 7:30 Dirty is coming.
Cardi B is coming to your favorite movie franchise. We'll tell you which cast she's joining. That's coming up next in the Dirty.
It's 99.7 now. It's Big Bay Mornings. Question, do you have a burner social media account?
Now, this came up this week because Jennifer Aniston actually broke Instagram. Remember when she got on Instagram?
Yes.
And Jimmy Kimmel asked her, oh, so this is, you know, you've waited so long to get an Instagram. And she admitted to this.
It was a stalker account. I sort of figured it was time to kind of understand the world and dip my toe into the sort of social media pool.
So she, before she got on and had a real account.
She had a fake one.
She had a fake one so she could stalk certain people. Now, Jimmy went on to ask her, who did you stalk? And she would not say. It's got to be Brad and Angelina, right?
Of course.
She was on there and she didn't want to, like, friend them. And she didn't want anybody to know that it was her that was making mean comments on Angelina's post.
Hopefully she wasn't trolling them and putting mean comments.
Oh, your kids are ugly. You're horrible in that Maleficent or whatever that movie's called that I can't pronounce.
I imagine Maleficent.
Maleficent. There you go.
I imagine parents, we have those. You know, so the rule at home with Vanessa and I is, you know, Alyssa, our daughter, she has to accept us. We get to follow her. That's that. So we don't have a fake account. But then they say, if you do that, the kids will create a fake account. Finsta, I believe they call it.
So everybody's trying to outfake other people. There's got to be those people that try to keep up with certain people that are either in their lives or used to be in their lives with fake accounts. 888-456-9970 if you have a fake account on social media.
Patty, do you have one?
I do. I have a burner Twitter account.
And who are you monitoring?
Well, I monitor several people, but I do actually monitor my ex-husband.
Really?
Why?
I think because, like, I feel guilty that I'm the one that instigated the breakup, and so I just kind of want to know that he is happy. that one too crazy.
Sure. So wait a minute. But why a burner account? Is his Twitter private? Because otherwise he would never know that you're looking at his timeline if it's your real one, unless you obviously like stuff or anything like that.
I actually don't have a real Twitter account. I only have the burner one. And I just was worried. You know, on Facebook, if you look at someone's profile, it'll say, oh, you may know this person. So I was worried that Twitter might do the same thing. So I just wanted to keep it super on the down low.
Okay, fair enough.
You follow him not because you want to be back with him or you're a stalker, but you feel bad that you broke up the marriage and you want to make sure he's okay?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, wow, to relieve your guilt. You know, it's weird because my exes, I monitor them to make sure that they're still miserable.
Good, your life still sucks and mine's great.
I mean, I know they were all miserable when they were with me. I just want to make sure they're not happy now.
All right, Patty, have a great day. Thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Hey, if you're a big Disney fan, find out why you may want to switch your phone company. How do those two things go together? You'll find out inside your 7:30 Dirty next.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Well, we told you on Monday that PG&E was warning of shutoffs, and today is the day. Sonoma, Napa, and small portion of San Mateo counties are all in danger of having PG&E shut off their power this afternoon due to high winds and increased fire danger. Verizon announced yesterday that they will be giving new and existing customers a year of Disney Plus for free.
Nice. I think Disney Plus is one of the new services that's really worth it, especially when it's free.
The offer applies to anyone who signs up for their unlimited service. A new study shows that chocolate chip cookies can be as addictive as cocaine.
Oh, my God. Especially if they come from that specialties right around the corner.
They're so good.
My God. I remember the last time we went there, and I was like, Benny, do you want some of this cookie? And he's like, no, I don't need any sweets. Well, let me taste it. He devoured my entire cookie. I had to go back and buy a new one.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you don't split one of those cookies with somebody. I didn't want it because I want my own. Yes, and I want my own. I'm not splitting a cookie. If I'm getting a cookie, give me the whole cookie.
How did we go from no, I don't want any to you ate my entire cookie?
because they're so addictive. As addictive as cocaine.
Sassy sports.
The Warriors tip their season at Chase Center against the Clippers tomorrow, but we already have terrible news. I hate to be the bearer of the bad news, but it was Coach Steve Kerr who delivered the news yesterday saying that Klay Thompson would miss the entire season. Most of us thought he would be back after the All-Star game at some point and maybe lead us into the playoffs fresh, but it looks like that injury is more serious than they originally thought. No Klay for the entire season. And the team that Klay got hurt against in last year's finals, the Toronto Raptors, they received their NBA championship rings last night. And guess who was center court getting his ring along with the team?
Who?
Drake, of course. Super fan and ambassador for the Raptors. He was right there and he got a ring.
He got a ring. What? For what? Biggest fan?
Yes.
Most annoying fan?
Oh yes. My God. That's what it says on his ring. Most annoying fan. And it was a great game to start the World Series last night. The Washington Nationals nipped the Houston Astros in game one, 5-4. Game two is tonight on Fox. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Federal prosecutors brought new charges against Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Mossimo, in the college admissions scandal, raising the possibility of an even longer prison sentence.
Did you used to rock Mossimo?
Hell yeah.
That was back more in my day, I think, but I loved it.
Billabong, Mossimo.
Oh my God, their caps were the bomb.
Yeah, pack some, baby. That's what I used to get. Ariana Grande tops the list for the most popular celebrity Halloween costumes this year, followed by Beyonce in second place and Cardi B, third most popular Halloween costume.
What's the Cardi B? A big, huge, attached butt.
And a stripper outfit. Speaking of Cardi B, Vin Diesel revealed yesterday that she has a part in the upcoming Fast and Furious 9. She said that she wants to continue acting because she likes the checks. Don't we all?
At least she's honest.
I want to act because I like the checks. There it is, girl.
And that's why we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ghostbusters is coming your way next.
What's the best thing you can do to cover up a hickey? Will somebody please tell Dino before his next date so he doesn't get stood up? That's next in Ghostbusters. Wake me up.
Big Bay Mornings. We'll be right back.
Oh, bro.
I miss you already.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's play with Ernest in San Jose. Good morning, Ernest.
Good morning.
How you feeling? How you feeling on a hump day?
I'm feeling great.
When's the last time?
This money.
When's the last time you had a hooky, Ernest?
A what?
A hickey.
Oh, they said a hooky.
A hooky.
A hickey.
A hickey.
When's the last time you played hooky to get a hickey?
Oh, yeah, that was like almost 20 years ago.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Good for you. Then you're smarter than Dina, who got ghosted. All right, I just wanted to ask that question.
All right, my man, you know how it works, right? 60 seconds on the clock. I've got 10 questions. You get them correct, you are winning $1,000 cash.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Where were the first Olympics held?
Athens.
Pat Sajak hosts what TV game show?
Wheel of Fortune.
What's the name of our holiday concert happening on December 5th?
Wow, I just had a brain fart. Papa Pooh's, I don't know.
What was Olaf in the movie Frozen?
A snowman.
Spell sapphire.
Sapphire.
What sport will you hear the term gutter ball?
Bowling.
Where in the Bay Area will you find a haunted distillery?
Napa.
What's the Roman numeral for the number 5?
A V.
How many points is a touchdown worth in football?
6.
All right,
you got to 9 of them. And I got to think that everybody's got to pay more attention to our concert, because every time we ask about it, people get the question wrong.
99.7 Now's Poptopia. That's the one.
Poptopia, not Papapalooza.
Papapalooza, which is not a bad name. Write it down. Maybe another concert.
Featuring Lizzo, Halsey, and more. You can get your tickets now at 997now.com. Wow. Let's go through the ones you got right. The first Olympics were held in Athens, Greece. You knew that, but you didn't know Poptopia. Pat Sajak does host the Wheel of Fortune. We've covered Poptopia. Olaf was a snowman in Frozen. You spelled sapphire correct. Bowling is where you could get a gutter ball. You will find a haunted distillery in Moss Beach, not Napa. A V is the representation of a 5 as a Roman numeral, and you do get 6 points for a touchdown. So, Ernest, you did it pretty well. But remember, December 5th, you will catch us all at the SAP Center at Poptopia featuring Lizzo.
Bang, bang, bang. And you will get a prize pack just for listening and playing, though, Ernest.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great Wednesday. We appreciate you listening. All right, let's keep the cash coming, shall we? 8:20, less than 8 minutes away. We are playing Secret Sound. We have $2,700 in the jackpot. All you have to do is tell us what the sound is. We'll hand over the money next.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on demand. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
Let's go. Shake it, Callie. What's up, Callie?
Hi. Oh, my God. I finally got through.
You did. You made it, and you are here. Welcome to Secret Sound. Are you ready to play?
Yay. Yes. I'm late for work, but I don't care.
Yes, the spirit. Who cares? Listen, you could win $2,700 right now. That's a nice paycheck right there. All right. So here we go. I'm playing the sound first, and then we'll give you a clue. Okay. Here's the sound. And your clue, Callie, ask Rumpelstiltskin to help you with this sound.
Okay, I think it is a clown blowing up a balloon.
a clown blowing up a balloon.
Jeez, well, look at that. Unison.
Yes, I could totally hear that, but Callie... Incorrect, but we love you for listening and playing, and you can call back in 1 hour when we do it again at 9:20, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have yourself a great Wednesday. That means another $100 we throw in the pot, $2,800 in the Secret Sound jackpot. Yes, big money, big money. The Ghostbusters, we're back on Big Bay Mornings on 99.7. Now, if you were ghosted and you want to know what happened, it's when you reach out to us. That is what we do. Dino, my man, you were ghosted.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I was ghosted.
Well, tell us. It sounds funny. What happened?
Ghost.
I mean, it's not that funny, you know.
Yeah, a-hole.
I mean, it's funny to us.
It was a very abrupt ghosting. Yeah, I met this girl at a friend's birthday party. And actually, like, my friends have been trying to hook us up for a while, but we actually met there at the party. And it was going really good. You know, we hung out after, and then we hung out a few days later. That day went well. And then after that, she has not hit me up at all.
So what do you mean you hung out after? You hung out after the party?
Yeah, we hung out after the party. You know, we got pizza after. You know, we just chilled.
Was there any hookups involved? Sounds like you guys partied a little bit, or no?
No, we didn't. I mean, we kissed, but that was about it. Okay. You know, we were drinking, so yeah.
So you, obviously, y'all exchanged numbers, though, because y'all hung out again after the party.
Yeah, we exchanged numbers. We hung out, not the next day, but the day after that. And then after that, she has not returned any of my texts.
Okay. Have you texted her a lot?
No, just a couple of times. You know, one saying, hey, when do you want to hang out again? And then a couple of days later, just saying, hey, and then just nothing.
And what'd you guys do for the second hang?
No, we just got coffee. We just talked.
Okay. So easy and casual. Do you want to know why you were ghosted, or are you trying to see her again?
Yeah, I liked her. She was really cute, you know? She was really cool. Yeah, I want to see her again.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can find her.
We'll come right back, and we'll make the call to your ghoster, Cecilia, and see if we can figure out what happened.
All right, thank you so much.
Right, you're on here.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
Kicking it with the morning show.
Love you guys so much.
99.7 now.
Ghosted in October. So festive. We are in the middle of Ghostbusters on Big Bay Mornings. Dino was ghosted after two dates with Cecilia. He can't figure out for the life of him why he was ghosted. So we're going to do that now as we call Cecilia.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Cecilia?
Yeah, this is Cecilia.
Good morning. This is Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now, Benny and Greg.
What's hi.
Hey, well, we got a call from somebody who was looking for you, and we're just trying to kind of see if we can put you guys back together.
Okay, this is kind of scary. Who is it?
Do you know a guy named Dino that you met at a party?
And ghosted?
Yeah, I do. I know Dino. He's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, he says that you guys went on a couple dates, but then, you know, you sort of lost interest and maybe stopped returning his text messages?
You know, he called you guys?
Yeah, he called us. And then we called you.
You know, you don't want to kiss and tell, you know?
So you did kiss.
It was something, you know.
Well, it was something, but now it's nothing. So how do we figure out what happened? How were the dates?
They were more of just kind of hangouts. At least the first one, right?
Well, yeah, you know, our friends have been trying to hook us up. So, you know, it was like, okay, finally. It was super casual. It was really cool. The conversation was good. But, you know, people are so unpredictable. And I just, you know, it got to a point where it just wasn't for me. So, you know. Sorry, Dino.
Okay, can you explain what that means?
Okay, so obviously you liked him from the party. So why did you decide he wasn't for you?
So we're hanging out, you know, we're having a good time. We go out Friday and then we go out on Sunday. So Sunday I notice this hickey.
A what?
He has a hickey, a whole hickey. Like we're still doing this.
No way.
Are you guys in junior high?
Maybe it was a vacuum cleaner.
Like, you know, we're kissing under the bleachers like a hickey. And we just went out on Friday. So not even 48 hours later, we hang out, and now you got this hickey on your neck. And it, first of all, I was like, you know, just like you said, we're not in sixth grade. We're not in fifth grade. You know, it's like, come on, buddy.
Well, I wasn't giving hickeys or getting hickeys in fifth grade, but... But yes, we're not in high school or junior high. But I have a question. How old roughly is he? Do you know?
I think he's like 27, 28.
You know what, girl? We actually have him on hold. Can we bring him up and roast him?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Dino, are you there?
Yeah. Yo, I really thought I hit that hickey. I put a little makeup on it and everything.
Dude.
What are you doing, buddy?
Are you 27? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 27. Just turned 27 last month.
And you're getting hickeys?
I mean, some girls still like to give hickeys. You know, I'm not out here asking for them.
Well, you say no.
Can we get to the bottom? You're okay. You met this girl. You seem to like her. You agree to meet her again. Who gave you the hickey between, you know, it's not even 48 hours?
I mean, just some other girl that was on my phone, you know? I mean, we just
on
met.
Your phone.
We're not exclusive. Yeah.
I get that. You have every right to go hook up with somebody else in between meeting her and seeing her again. Yeah, you're not exclusive. But, dude.
You ever think about a turtleneck?
Or just not letting her suck your neck?
Yeah, there's a good point.
I'm a people pleaser. What can I say?
I'm a people pleaser. Did you really think you were gonna? She wasn't gonna see it?
I mean, I knew there was a chance, but I didn't think she was gonna get upset about it. I mean, we just met, so of course I'm gonna see other people until it gets more serious. You know?
You said you tried to hide it, like what? Cover up? Like you literally put makeup on it or something?
Yeah, some girl left makeup at my place, so I just dabbed a little stuff on it, but. Yeah, you can still see it.
You bought it yourself. Don't lie. You went and bought that thing right in.
Oh man, I'm no makeup expert.
Yeah, it's the complete wrong shade.
You should have the other girl, you know, blend it after she gave you the hickeys. She could have blended it in.
Well, it was pretty bad, guys. It didn't even work.
Are you planning to hang out with this Saturday night hickey giver again?
The girl who gave me the hickey.
Well, wait, you answer that, Cecilia, are you interested, Dino?
No, I'm definitely not. You know, he just seems like a player. I'm not into the player guys, you know. Been there, done that. Not interested at all.
He seems like the quarterback for the high school football team. All right, Dino, you can answer Benny's question now. Are you going to hang out with that other girl again?
I mean, I guess I have to, but she's not as cool as Cecilia. I'm sorry.
Yeah, now he needs to. Process of elimination here.
All right. Well, I'm sorry we couldn't bring you guys back together.
It's all right. There's more fish in the sea.
Yep, and all the fish in the sea aren't players, so, you know, some people don't show up to dates with hickeys. So.
You got that right, Cecilia. Well, thank you for taking our call and speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Dino, are you still there?
Yeah.
Bro, let me just tell you, man to man, you're 27. It's not attractive. It's not cute. Any other woman listening right now, I believe, would agree with that. You know, if you're going to get crazy, don't let it be in places that everybody can see.
I got you.
All right, my man. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
You know what? Because of this Ghostbusters call, all morning long, we've been asking you, what is the perfect solution for a hickey, or is there? But we thought, let's go to an expert, Dr. Bay, our resident plastic surgeon. Maybe he can tell us.
Hey, Dr. Bay.
Morning.
Hey, so we have a question for you real quick.
All right, I'm ready.
Is there anything that we really can do to get rid of a hickey?
Oh, a hickey. That's a good one, yeah. What was the things that they always talked about, like, when you're a kid, like to put Bengay on it and things like that?
Preparation H, because it shrinks the blood vessels, or like a cold spoon.
Okay, so interesting. So Preparation H, really is the science behind that really is good, because it's got epinephrine in it, and it constricts the blood vessels to minimize it. The only problem is, it'll help the blood vessels that are, like, in the process of bursting and things like that. But if the skin is already stained with the blood, the bruise, then that won't necessarily clear until, like, the white blood cells clear it out. So the point is, if you can get to it early enough with Preparation H, that really does work.
All right, so you would say Preparation H, apply immediately, and that might work.
Yeah, like, while you're with the person you're with, tell them, like, oh, wait, hold on just a second. And
yeah, let me grab my Preparation H.
I'm sure that won't ruin the mood at all.
Well, thanks, Dr. Bay. So, like, you know, if I rub it with a chapstick cap, that's not really going to happen. help.
No, that's not going to do anything.
All right. Have a good one, Dr. Bay. We are KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, home to the secret sound.
And that jackpot is $2,800. Do you know what it is? We'll give you the sound and another clue coming up at 9:20.
Let's go.
Cedric, what's going on?
Hey, how we doing?
We are good, man. Welcome to Secret Sound. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. Feeling confident.
Yeah?
Hey, that's I like sexy that. Voice, Cedric. Wow.
Oh, God. You're getting Greg all hot and bothered in here, Cedric. Watch out. Watch out.
What's going on?
All right. $2,800 up for grabs, my man. I'm going to play you the sound. We'll give you a new clue, and then we will take your guess. Here comes the sound. And your clue. I'm like time. Never waste me. I'm like time. Never waste me.
Like time never wastes me.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help. But to me, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like when you take your straw in the top of the cup on the lid, slide it up and down. That's what that sounds like.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Cedric, that is incorrect.
Oh, well.
We thank you for playing, though.
All right, thanks, guys.
Have a great day. 11:20. Your next shot to play. We kick in another $100, so it's $2,900. 997now.com. You can see all the previous guesses, some closer than others. They need to be exact. 997now.com. And Fernando has just shy of 3,000 for you. 2,900 coming your way at 11:20 on 997 Now. It's 997 Now. Big Bay Mornings making our way out of the studio, making room for Fernando. And of course, we are back tomorrow for a Love Trap Thursday.
And it's always drama on Love Trap, although we had a very sweet Love Trap last week.
We did. He was not a cheater. He was faithful. It was a beautiful thing. And we did even send flowers to her and to them.
We
just
did.
To just say
we
thank
got,
you.
We got the address and we sent it. Although on the texting hotline, people were still like, oh, he knew y'all were faking. He knew. I was like, can't we just have a happy ending for once? Well, tomorrow, who knows? Tara, now she's dating one of her clients.
It's already a no-no, right?
Kind of. But it looks like there's another salesperson that's moving in. On her guy. So who does close the deal, Benny?
Oh, we'll find out tomorrow. Yes, I will turn into Chad, and we will sell some flowers to them. That'll happen every hour on the 40s. Of course, we're back with all the money, the Big Money Minute. If you could do it, you could win $1,000. You know, it's just those 10 easy questions. Today was what? Rudolph is a what? A reindeer.
Let me see if I can come up with a question for you.
Okay.
And stump you. An easy one. Yellow and blue make...
Yellow and blue make green.
Oh, you got it.
Bang, 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 baby.
Bunch of questions like that.
Yes, each time we play $1,000 up for grabs. And, of course, we have the secret sound. If nobody gets it today, we want you to get it. But if you don't, that means we will have over $3,000 in the jackpot mañana.
All right, let's give away all that money tomorrow morning. Make sure you're here. It's a Love Trap Thursday. We'll see you then.
See you.